Well, Labor Day, the obvious subject to talk about is work. All the prayers of the liturgy, the readings, are about work. We might ask ourselves, first of all, what work is. And what kind of work is there? And how we are to do it. I suppose just about everyone has their own definition of work. When a cynic defined work as that which a man would rather not be doing if he could be doing something else, he expressed the sentiment of, I suppose, most people. Work is that which we'd rather not do, and of all names to give today, Labor Day, it should be Laborless Day. I would describe work as sustained human effort. When we work, we're supposed to exert some effort. In other words, exert ourselves. And if the effort is not continued or sustained, it might be dabbling at work, but it's hardly working. And it's human effort. In other words, it's what we do, in contrast, mysteriously, with what God does. Beautifully, in the first reading from Genesis, God is said to have worked for 6 days. And then, on the seventh day, he rested from the work he had been doing. In other words, the seventh day, that's where we come in. God did his work. We're supposed to do ours. What kind of work is there? Most people, I suppose, think of work as muscular effort. Well, frankly, that is not the only work. It is not, as a teacher I know, the hardest work. So there is a work with the body. We call that physical labor. It's the kind of work that we're not supposed to be doing on Sunday. Unless, of course, it is necessary or is an act of charity. And in our material culture, it's about the only kind of work that people recognize. It's work, all right, but it's only the first out of three kinds of work, and the least in the hierarchy of importance. There is intellectual work, labor with the mind. I know. My students, when I taught our Jesuit scholastics and theology, they would do anything. Number one, volunteering to unload 40 tons of coal than a big freight car. Could he have some time off from class to work? I've convinced myself, so the medical records say, that the brain uses 8 times as much energy, the brain cells, as any other part of the body. It consoles me. All I know is, there is such a thing as working with the mind. Some people would rather do anything except think. I get a headache. Well, some people get sore muscles. When you work with the mind, maybe you get a headache. That's what sustained human effort is all about. And on the highest level, there is spiritual work. Where the human will, animated by the grace of God, exerts itself to do the things of God. Like what? Like praying. Like accepting the crosses in life. Like accepting humiliation. Being happy when someone else succeeds at what you have failed. Deep, deep down interior labor of the human will, submitting to the will of God. Immediately the question comes up, would we have had to work if man had not sinned? Well, beautifully, the church gives us a passage from Genesis that I read, telling our first parents to labor and master the earth before they had sinned. This is good to hear. Of course, there is something about work. That is, shall we say, laborious, since we have now a fallen human nature. But we're supposed to exert ourselves. In a word, we're supposed to work, not precisely because we have sinned, as though labor was first and mainly a penalty for sin. No. We're supposed to work because we're human beings. Our first parents were commanded to labor before they had sinned. So what happened? Once our first parents had sinned, what happened to work? It is not because we are sinners that we're supposed to labor, but because we are sinners. You guessed it. We don't like to labor. It is a reluctance, the unwillingness, the finding labor laborious. It is the unwillingness to exert ourselves don't forget this. Fatigue is mainly psychological. Fatigue is mainly our reluctance to work. Consequently, the fatigue that we experience, the getting tired, does not necessarily mean that we have exerted ourselves to the point of exhaustion. The main reason we get tired, what a thing to say on Labor Day, the main reason we get tired is because we get bored. Evidently, then, it makes all the difference in the world whether we understand clearly why we're supposed to labor. And this is the principal message I wish to leave with you. Why are we to work? Why labor anyhow? Well, first of all, it is a commandment of God. We must labor. We're obliged to work. And if we don't, we sin. Honest, honest. Work is an obligation on human nature, imposed by the Creator on His creatures. And the final reason on why we are to work is hidden in the mind of God. He wants us to, and He's God. Could God feed us, absolutely speaking, without any effort on our part? Why not? We could be fed by the air we breathe. Well, God didn't make it that way. God wants us to labor. First, because it is in this way that we recognize our complete submission to Him. In other words, as He told us in the book of Genesis, God did His work, and we're supposed to do ours. Again, why are we to work? We are to work because, for most of us, it is the most ordinary way of expiating our sins. In other words, the fatigue, the boredom, the effort we have to expend when we work is the result of the sins of our first parents. We then, by laboring and exerting ourselves, have a wonderful opportunity to make reparation for what we had not done because we did not exert ourselves. Once again, why work? Because it is what we contribute to our salvation. Could God save us just by His grace? Of course He could. When I asked my mother why I was baptized on the 21st of June, being born on the 18th, she said, "You were dying, and we were afraid you'd die without baptism." More than once I've looked back, "Lord, why did you do it?" die after baptism? Straight to heaven. No work. Could God then save us without our efforts? Sure. But, for reasons best known to himself, that's not the way he wants it for most of us, present company included. And the older we are, the more we look back at years and years of hard work. So we should console ourselves that the longer we live and the more we've got to labor, the more we can merit in heaven for all eternity. So although we are not anxious to say it, we tell the Lord, Lord, keep me here longer, so I can work harder. How I like you. So I can exhaust myself in your service. For me, one of the most consoling passages in the Bible. Remember when our Lord was dead tired one night? I like the Latin. At forty God who said, and he was tired. As I keep telling myself, that kind of mysticism I can understand. The mysticism of sweat. And for most of us, that's the only kind of ecstasy we'll ever have. To wipe the sweat from our brows. In cooperating with God's grace to gain our salvation. But we're not finished yet. The highest motive for work is not to expiate our sins. It is not even to merit heaven, so that the harder we work, as the expression goes, the higher place we'll have in heaven. The highest, what a sentence to say, the highest motive for labor is love. If I love someone, I will work for the one I love. I've talked to too many men in my 35 years in the priesthood whose wives have left them. All I can tell you is, something leaves a man under those conditions. He has lost a motive for labor. And when I read the Derby statistics, which are rising every year, 81 figures, 53%. Of the laboring force of America is women. Pardon my comment, the poor men. My widowed mother had to work. Given the economy of our country, some women simply have to work. You know what I'm saying? We need to have a reason for exhausting ourselves. And the highest reason is not in the mind, it's in the heart. It is love. This is where Christ makes all the difference in our lives. God, we believe, became man for many reasons, all wrapped up in one word, to save us. But in the process of redeeming us from sin and hell, he became a human being who labored, who worked. And when his fellow townsmen couldn't believe it was the same Jesus of Nazareth, isn't he the son of Joseph, as they thought he was, the workman, the official Latin is forebear, a man who worked. God became man in order to work. And sanctity, we know, means becoming like Christ. All right. If sanctity means becoming like Christ, and Christ worked, comma, so I work too, period. I say I love him, so I want to become like him. So like him, I work, and I work in order to prove my love. Let us ask our Savior. The God become laborer to teach us the value of work in expiating our sins, the value of work in meriting heaven, but especially the value of work in becoming more like him, because we love him and therefore we love to work. Our exertion makes us more like Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.